Proclamation number 8300 of 16th of October, 1962. The mystery of love. When you will dwell in spiritual realms where you will be permeated by the divine light of love, then even the smallest shadow will disappear from you and you will be immeasurably blissful due to the endless love and grace of God, your Father from eternity. Then his work will have succeeded completely, out of his creatures, from the works of his love and power. Children, you are now true images of himself. And only then will you be able to comprehend the love and patience this work demanded from his side, because his creations were endowed with free will and were also able to use it in every direction. And now you will give him your unlimited love, because bright recognition is a prerequisite for a return of love from you, because before you are simply incapable of showing love to your God and Father, which is so profound and holy that it includes all beatitude within itself. And only then will you have penetrated the mystery of love yourselves. You will know that it is the elementary power which let everything come into being. For you have now become love yourselves and thus also eternally merged with God, who himself is love, thus also the original source of all strength. One day God will reach this goal, one day you yourselves will have become what he could not create but had to strive for in free will by his created works, which were radiated out as beings into infinity. As free, radiant beings they return to him again in order to eternally no longer separate from him. And when you walk the earth as a human being, then the last phase of your transformation into a child of God begins. If your free will allows it, if it does not put itself on the defensive against God again, and then the goal on earth cannot be reached either. Yet anyone who beholds him and his love in earthly life will also be seized and drawn by his immeasurable love. He will also feel touched and no longer offer any resistance. And as soon as his love can have an effect on him, because the resistance is broken, the ascent will certainly have begun and the human being will still reach his goal on earth. He enters into intimate union with eternal love and can now no longer sink back to the abyss. Only he who is the eternal itself, to whom nothing is hidden, who can look into the heart, who knows about all feelings in the human being and can also judge what is impossible for a human being to judge. And upon his entry into the kingdom of the beyond, this degree of love is decisive for the degree of light penetration and thus also of bliss. But the human being on earth lacks this ability to judge, for he will never be able to look into the heart unless he himself is already illuminated to such an extent that he is able to see spiritually. But then he also knows that his spiritual insights are only of value to himself, that he cannot transfer them to his fellow human being who has not yet attained this spiritual maturity. God's love is so infinitely profound that it takes care of every individual and lets the light of love shine to him if only he is willing and opens himself voluntarily, i.e., if he consciously enters into contact with him, consciously endeavors to fulfill God's will and strives for light. For then he will also live according to God's will, who now places his will into his heart. And then his degree of love will also constantly increase because he receives the light of love from God with every conscious bond with him. When he then enters the kingdom of the beyond, his soul will consciously experience this radiance of love and be immeasurably happy. In earthly life, however, the process of the radiation of love on God's part is evident in no other way than through the hearing of his speech, which is now proof of God's presence and his working. The body as such will not feel any unusual touch, and the soul will certainly be allowed to receive and be illuminated but will not make it known to the body, so that a person's degree of love will not be outwardly recognizable either, but God Himself, who knows everything and to whom even the most hidden things are revealed, will. However, if the soul discards the body, then it will radiate in brightest brilliance and there will no longer be any barriers for it. It will be blissfully happy in freedom and light and strength. It will live for eternity. Amen.